The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there's nothing hidden that will not become visible, nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Saturday we had the parable of the sower and the seed, and today's gospel is a commentary on it, about how to receive what God says with good and fruitful soil. The linchpin of today's passage is, take care then how you hear. Really care about it. Pay attention to how you listen. And it gives three principles to help us truly to care for how we hear. First principle, no one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed, but he places it on a lampstand so that others who enter may see the light. What does that mean in terms of hearing? It means that the light that God gives us in his teaching is meant to be shown. We're supposed to listen to his words, not for our personal edification, but his words to be done. Words that are meant to transform us and through that transformation change the world. We're not to hide what God has given. Yes, we are to treasure it with a contemplative heart, but it's meant to radiate through us. It's the first condition of hearing well, that we hear as action words what the Lord says. Second principle, there's nothing hidden that will not become visible, nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. We could possibly interpret that the same way I just did the first part. That even if Jesus whispers to us in secret, it'll eventually be known what he's whispered through cooperation. But I think there's a better way to interpret this. It's about the way we hear. A lot of the times we can fake hearing well, especially when we're tired. The one thing we've got to do is make sure that our eyeballs are on the one who's speaking, and every once in a while just nod your head. That's the sycophantic approach that my twin brother used to take in class. All the professors thought he was paying very close attention. Scott's imagination was taking him far afield, but he was always nodding. And he was always looking, and they always thought he was paying attention. Jesus tells us today that nothing's hidden that will not become visible or secret that will not be known. Whether we're really paying attention or not, he knows. Whether we're really struggling and striving in order to do so, all the angels and the saints see. So he wants us to recognize that, not to scare us, but to help us, to motivate us, to challenge us, to ask for his help when we need it, so that we might literally hang on his every word. Third principle, to anyone who has, more will be given. From the one who is not, even what he seems to have will be taken away. This is the principle throughout everything in life. Unless you use it, you'll lose it. But if you exercise what's given, it will grow. This is the way it is with the things of the mind. This is the way that it is with the muscles. This is what it is with the talents God has given us. If we practice musical instruments, we'll get better at it most of the time. If we're practicing the right way, if we don't practice, we might lose some of the skills. Languages, everything else we could talk about. What Jesus is saying here is, that the more we hang on the Word of God, the more we put it into practice, the stronger the foundation will be for future stories in this skyscraper, leading us word by word to the right side of the eternal Word. You know, one of the things that I say to young priests and seminarians who I train, who obsess about writing homilies, just like I did when I was their age, trying to figure out precisely what to say, I said, once you start preaching every day over the course of many years, the real challenge is what to cut, not what to say. Because all the preparation you've done over the course of the years, God can call upon. Same way with the contemplative heart. Those words of St. Luke about Mary's retaining things in her heart and treasuring them comes from those Greek verbs. First verb is to put all the pieces together like a mosaic. And the third is to grasp onto it as an extraordinary gift. Once there are many tesserae in that mosaic, we much more easily know where that next piece goes. It builds. Similarly, the more we hang on the Word of God, it builds. And the Lord wants us to be truly strong. He's given us His Word so that it might grow, so that He might be able to give us grace upon grace. But we've got to hang on that Word, to pay attention to how we hear, because if we become sloppy, if we become lukewarm, even what we have can be taken away. And the devil's always looking for that sloppiness. Today we begin only 3 days in 2 years of focus on the book of Proverbs. I hope over the course of time you've had a chance to ponder the book of Proverbs and all that God gives us through them about daily living. But today we see a few ways in this small little portion that we have that the Word of God is supposed to impact our life. Not sure if you picked it up because they've all got New Testament accents. First, proverb. Refuse no one the good on which he has a claim when it is in your power to do it for him. Anybody recognize the New Testament accent? Granted, it is negative. It's what we would call the silver rule. The golden rule is positive. Do unto others what you would have them do unto you. The silver rule, in quotation marks, is the negative, which exists throughout many other religions. Don't do to others what you would not want them to do to you. So here it's refuse no one the good on which he has a claim when it's in your power to do it for him. God wants us to put ourselves in other people's shoes and not to reject but to accept. This is clearly an essential part of the Word of God. That once we've really received the Word of God as it truly is, then we care for the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the stranger, the ill, the imprisoned, etc. Say not to your neighbor, go and come again tomorrow. We'll give when you can give it once. Don't procrastinate on living the Word of God. This is the entire essence of the book of St. James. Plot no evil against your neighbor, against one who lives at peace with you. Quarrel not with a man without cause, with one who has done you no harm. Again, we see Jesus himself availing himself of these proverbs in the Sermon on the Mount, that we're called not to plot evil against our neighbor, but to love our neighbor, to quarrel not with the man who has done us harm, but to love him and pray for him. Today the church celebrates the feast of Our Lady of Mercy. It's a beautiful thing for me, and I hope it won't be the only time. But the liturgical prayers we use today were written by one of my dearest friends, Sister Esther Mary Nichols, who is a religious sister of mercy with her doctorate in sacred liturgy from the Anselmo. And as part of her time in Rome, she was asked by the Congregation for Divine Worship to write the prayers for this feast, which were accepted and then promulgated. it's an opportunity for all of us to share in Sister Esther Mary's prayers. I hope one day that there will be a Mass of Our Lady of Life written by a Sister of Life, so that future generations will be able to ponder your contemplation of this great mystery. But Our Lady shows us how to pay attention to how we hear. She was one who, when she received the Word of God in secret there in Nazareth, didn't keep it as a personal treasure, but it radiated throughout her. And she literally gave her son to the light, as the Spanish idiom describes about childbirth. She was one who always, in secret, paid attention to how she heard and clung to that Word of God so much that it took her flesh. She was one who had been given so much from the first moment of her conception, but it didn't stop there. She continued to grow grace upon grace. Now she's interceding for us with her mercy so that we might receive everything her son gained for us, beginning with the incredible gift of his word. With maternal insistence, she looks at each of us, tells us, do what my son says. Take care how you hear.